another exciting episode of the Podcast Project. I'm your host, Byron Pringle. And if you haven't done so, go ahead, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss another exciting episode of the Podcast Project. Let's go ahead and dive into today's episode. Hello, my friends, and thank you for tuning in to another great episode of the Podcast Project. As always, I'm your host, Byron Pringle, and today starts yet another milestone for the show. Today starts Season 2, and I'm as excited as you are, hopefully, fingers crossed. But to all my listeners, we will be streaming new episodes each and every Friday on any of our supporting platforms. So either if you're listening from Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you're streaming this from right now, we invite you back each and every Friday for a new episode. So you're probably asking what I've been up to the last 4 weeks since we've been kind of off the air and in between Season 1 and Season 2. Well, honestly, I've just been trying to catch up on some housework. I'm just writing scripts, trying to figure out how Season 2 is going to kind of look like. I know I published a few weeks ago on our Instagram and Facebook page on an episode guide. So, intentively, we're planning on hosting those episodes. Unless if something changes, we'll update and provide you with some information on either our social media pages. But until then, that's what we're going to kind of plan on. So besides that, I've been just spending time with family and just trying to be there for my family and friends. So over the last month, I've gotten some emails from listeners telling us what they have planned over their summer. So like this message I have here from Melissa from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and she writes, "I can't wait for the summer. My kids and my husband are planning on traveling and hosting barbecues." That sounds pretty good, Melissa. They're planning on every Sunday at the house. She says, "My husband is also planning on building a back deck on their house, which will be nice when it comes to hosting events at the house." Oh, thanks, Melissa, for writing into the show. If you have any plans for the summer and if you'd like to share these plans with myself and our dedicated listeners, feel free to head over to our Facebook page and hit that send a message button and tell us what your plans are for the summer. So, Melissa, it sounds like you have one heck of a summer plan. So, hopefully you can make an extra plate for me because I love, love, love barbecues. So before we get started into today's episode entitled Reprogram Your Mind, we have some what in the world stories to share that would probably make your head spin a little bit and make you wonder why. So yes, our segment What in the World introduces weird news stories from around the world. Now, do any of these stories make any sense? No, not really, but that's the best part of the segment, is they really don't. Like this first story out of San Diego, California. Around 3:30 in the morning, an alarm went off at a Wells Fargo branch bank. When the police arrived, they found broken glass on the ground where the guy broke into the bank. But the interesting part is where they found him. He was in the teller area looking for money. He wasn't even near the vault or inside the vault. So where was he? In the report, the cops said they found him in the bank's break room attempting to heat up some Hot Pockets. What? I don't know if I'm reading this right. And so he was in the break room heating up Hot Pockets. Okay. That makes zero sense, but so when the police arrested him and asked him if it was worth it to break into a bank just to heat up some snack food, he quote, and I'm not paraphrasing, he quote, "Hell yeah, it was worth it. I'd love me some Hot Pockets." With that comment, it soared across the internet at lightning speed, because within 24 hours, when the man made bail, he had 100 free Hot Pockets waiting for him. So, I mean, I guess. I mean, if that's how you want to become internet famous, just break into a bank and heat some Hot Pockets up. Okay, the second story is out of Food News. Now, of course, when I read these, I just get just a gist of what the stories are, and then when I read them to you guys, I go through the full story, so some of the stuff does kind of pop out. So, Food News. Breakfast has gotten more creative in recent weeks with tiny pancake cereal. Okay. With the trend is so popular, people have been coming up with their own ways for their own mini recipes, including tiny waffle cereal. Okay, so we got tiny pancake cereal and tiny waffle cereal. Okay, another one I heard was baby donut cereal, but there is a new one out there that I would say takes the lead above all these unique breakfast trends, and it's the mini croissant cereal. Mini croissant cereal. That actually doesn't sound too bad. According to food bloggers, mini croissant cereal might be the most memorizing cereal yet because of the tiny croissant pieces are so darn cute. Well, I mean, that's, if they're cute, they must be edible, right? If you are not an expert baker, this cereal isn't that hard to make. People are using pre-made croissant mix like the ones you find in the tube from Pillsbury. Okay, so, you can pick that up at Hy-Vee or whatever grocery store you go to. And so, you would buy the Pillsbury tubes that you would use to make full-size croissants, and then they are cutting those into smaller triangles, then they would roll them into miniature croissants. Interesting. So, I think what I'm going to do, you guys, is I'm going to see if I can find a picture of this and get this posted on our Facebook page. And then also, if you and your family, if any of you guys are doing something kind of out of the ordinary for breakfast, coming up with your own trends, by all means, please let us know. Just send us a message. Let us know. I'll post on our Facebook and Instagram page because these are kind of interesting. So that completes our segment for What in the World. If you have any suggestions or stories that you would like to share with us, again, please let us know so we can go ahead and get those posted. And, that would be amazing if you guys would do that. So, all right, so let's go ahead, head over, and dive into today's episode. All right, so today we are going to talk about how to reprogram your mind to help shift your mindset into another direction. Now, on today's episode, this might be an eye-opening episode for most of our listeners. Now, to me, happiness can be and usually is misunderstood by most people. And what I mean by that is most people think, I need something to happen to me or happen in my day or at least happen in my life in order for me to be happy. So in your mind, you're telling yourself, unless if an event happens or an experience happens today that is out of your ordinary routine, then you're not going to be happy. It's just a normal day. And if something doesn't happen out of the ordinary, then it's just going to be another crappy day. What if I told you that happiness is not actually an experience or an event, but in order to reprogram your mind, your happiness must come from a state of mind. Things don't have to happen in order to make you happy. Now I repeat that. Now I'm going to repeat this. Things don't have to happen in order to make you happy. You have to focus on the things that you love, focus on the things you want, and focus on the life that you want while accepting the things the way they are and start counting your blessings. From this point, I promise you, you will notice things will start happening in your life. Now, I had a friend the other day, and he mentioned to me he was going through a rough patch in his life. And he said, Byron, I'm just focusing on the here and now. I have a plan for my future, and I'm counting my blessings for today. Now, could you imagine? I mean, honestly, take a step back. Could you imagine if everyone would have that mindset? Like, today I'm in kind of a rough spot, but I'm thankful for these things. I have a plan in place, and I'm going to be patient. And it's like I told my friend, You know, nothing is external. Everything happens to you internally. Because, again, happiness is a state of being. Now, you may ask, can I do things to make me happy and help change my mindset? Of course. Now, going back on my friend here, he was laid off, and give you a little bit of a background story on him, but he was laid off about 7 weeks ago because of this whole COVID-19 business. And his daily routine was way off. So, I mean, he's used to waking up and showering, getting ready for work and driving to work and, you know, going for lunch break and then coffee and then back at home. So when he got laid off, you know, his routine was completely thrown off. But he felt for a while, he felt like he was going through depression, but he made the decision and said, which this I really respect and really love of him. He said, I will not let my happiness or my depression be left up to chance. Let me say that again. I will not let my happiness or my depression be left up to chance. So when you wake up in the morning, you are going through a set of patterns that you've been doing for years and years. You know, after he got laid off, he found it was very difficult because his routine in his life was off balanced. And he felt there was a gaping hole in his life. After he changed his mindset, he decided that he won't let himself rob himself from his happiness. He then started to focus on himself and to switch his mindset to be happy and accepting. But usually where this mindset starts is from gratitude. And so he told himself that, you know, enough is enough. I'm not going to rob myself from my own happiness. I'm not going to be blinded by the distractions of today and not focus on what I am happy for. You know, he switched his mindset to gratitude. So let me ask, when you wake up for the day, what are you focusing on? How do you feel? Do you feel anxious, feel depressed, or feel sad? If that being the case, why don't we try to plan ahead and try to get past that? What I mean by that is instead of waking up worrying about things that we physically can't control, because I'm going to be honest with you guys, there's been a lot of challenges lately in my life that, you know, I just wanted to go in and fix things and, you know, I'll be happy. But unfortunately, there are some things in my life that I can't fix. And it was hard for me to get past that. So because of that, it was robbing me from my happiness. So moving past that, I started focusing on what I'm grateful for. You know, what am I grateful? And what do we currently have? The things, the people, the job, the loved ones around us, you know, simple things, you know, they don't have to be tangible. You know, just what can we be focused on and that we can be grateful for? What we have. You want what you already have, which will ultimately set up for the state of happiness. So when you wake up in the morning, you know, you can focus on these things and ultimately switch your mindset. Now that you've decided to wake up every morning and to focus on what we have and not what we want, but the things we have and the gratefulness for them. Now we can say, I'm going to go and do things that will make me happy as well. And that's great, you know, but we have to, before we leave the house, we can't have a negative mindset. You know, we got to reprogram our minds to say, hey, you know what? When I woke up this morning, I was able to stand on my 2 feet. I was able to shower. I was able to brush my teeth. I was able to drink a cup of coffee. I was able to put on a work shirt today because I am very fortunate because I have a job, especially with everything that's going on. So now that we have that mindset of gratefulness, you know, let's go ahead, now step out in the world and focus on things we can do to make us happy. So here we are starting from the place of happiness, and I'm going to put as many things in my day that make me happy as much as possible. So here's another thing I got from my friend as well. And what he says is that he makes a list of all the things he loves, all the things that makes him happy, from hanging out with his pets to a certain type of meal, or to have a long, meaningful conversation with a parent or a family or a friend. It could be anything. So why don't we do that right now? So, kind of take a break here and grab a piece of paper and a pen. If you have something in front of you, great. If you have your phone, you can take notes, whatever you like to do. So we're going to go ahead and jot down 10 things that we are grateful for. So what are you grateful? Again, it could be as simple as, I dropped my kids off at school. I had coffee with my spouse. Took my dog out for a walk. Listening to your favorite podcast, The Podcast Project. I'll give you a moment to jot down 10 things, and you can pause me at any time. So 10 things that you can implement in your daily routine that makes you happy. That's what we're looking at. So before you leave your house, you count your blessings, and now you're going to incorporate these items. And you might not be able to incorporate all 10 items in your day, depending on how packed your day is. But if you implement 3 or 4 items throughout your day, things that you love to do. Again, an example is, if you enjoy going on walks, maybe waking up a half an hour early before work, and you can go out on a 20, 25 minute jog, something that you love to do. That's a great way to get your day started positively. So how do we do that? So 10 things, go ahead right now. And we're back. Now, for most people, like myself, we all have a quote-unquote daily schedule. But in the morning when you revisit your schedule, look at the list of things that gives you a meaning. Things that make you grateful. And ask yourself, what can I do to implement these things into my daily routine? So what are you doing is you're literally brainwashing yourself and making yourself happy. You are now changing your mindset and reprogramming your mind. You are now starting your day with an eternal place of love, gratitude, and happiness. When we look at our list of things that makes us happy, we can truly see we have friends, we have family, and we have things that we can do to provide more of a fulfilled lifestyle for us. So the day of waking up, showering, grabbing a quick cup of coffee, on your way out, sitting through traffic, going to work, and then coming home and setting is no more. So we are going to start with a sense of happiness and fulfillment. And then we're going to have these things in place, things that we love to do. And we're just going to start living our best freaking life that we can right now. Now, some of you may say, this is just who I am. I've always been this way. Even if I want to change my mindset, I just wouldn't be able to. And let me say, respectively, yes, you can change your brain. It starts with habits. Doing things over and over again, about 48% of what you do a day, which is almost half of your day, you do on autopilot. You don't realize it. You just roll out of bed, jump in the shower, grab coffee. I mean, we're almost kind of like zombies here in a way, because it's like I've always said, we're creatures of habit. So we don't think, we're just on autopilot. Today is Monday. Tuesday, we got to take trash out in the curb because Wednesday morning's trash pickup. It's just we're on autopilot. So this is a statistic, 48% of our daily routine is autopilot for us. So if yesterday, if you felt like complete crap and you're doing not, if you're not doing anything differently today, then guess what? You're probably going to feel like crap tomorrow as well. Or, today even, if we continue to do the things that we do and we don't get any fulfillment out of it, then guess what? We're not going to live a fulfilled life. What can I do differently today? so that I don't repeat yesterday. Let's recap, and please take these tips. Trust me, I do the same thing every morning. I go through my head and ask myself. So I roll out of bed at like 6 in the morning, and I ask myself, hey, what am I grateful for? What am I happy for? You know, what am I blessed? What are my blessings? You know, I was able to stand on both of my feet, walk to the bathroom. I was able to go outside, go on a walk, enjoy the sunshine. Things like that don't need money in your bank account to do so. You don't. Go out on a picnic. You don't need an expensive date. You don't need a 5-star restaurant to take you and your spouse out. You know, simple things like that we often take for granted, but can be extremely grateful for. So today, I'm challenging all of you. If you wake up today and you felt sad, if you felt depressed, or if you feel that there's a big gaping hole in your life, let's start focusing on the things that we are grateful for. We will look at our list of things that we have and we're just grateful. The things that I love, these are the things that make me smile. And I'm going to cram those things into my schedule to help balance my mindset. So if we wake up every morning with that foundation of gratitude, and we are adding these things, so we're sprinkling these things throughout our day. Again, you know, going to the gas station, picking a cup of coffee, maybe talking to a local or the gas station attendant, you know, small conversations, you know, can add a little dazzle in your life, which it will make you feel better. And if we create a routine and stick with this routine and do this over and over and over again, we will change our mind structure and overall reprogram our minds. But here's the thing, my friends, this will only work if you do this. You and you only can do this. Remember, to reprogram your mind and to be happy, it's not an experience. It's not even an event. It's a state. A state of mind that starts with you each and every morning. So that's what I have for you in today's episode. If you love today's episode, please share this message with your friends and family on your Facebook or on your Instagram stories. And I am going to leave you like I do at the end of each and every episode, is I'm going to challenge you to be a blessing in someone's life. And I hope you guys have an amazing, amazing day. Take care.